KSL News Time 6:29. Triple team traffic on a Thursday. What are you seeing, Heather?
Oh, I'm seeing pretty good traffic flow on most of the major roadways across the Salt Lake Valley. Shouldn't have too many delays northbound from the point of the mountain into Salt Lake, but we do have a report of a crash on I-215's west belt at 3500 South. I don't have a look at it yet on cameras, but I'm not seeing too many slowdowns yet in that area. Eric?
In Utah County, you're at normal pace on I-15. Pretty dry roads as you move from Provo up to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes from University Avenue. Using Redwood Road, just a little bit slow moving past SR-73 in Saratoga Springs, but that's about the only congestion going on at the moment. Len?
Well, KSL traffic trooper letting us know about the very low visibility up on the north end there at Redwood Road and Legacy Parkway. It is very thick on Legacy. It's just been settling in and sitting there all morning, all the way from North Salt Lake up to Centerville, so watch for that. I-15 looking a little better through Woods Cross and Bountiful, but there is a little bit of ice on the road to watch out for. Otherwise, you drive out of Ogden, just watch for that patchy, foggy ice as you make your way in. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. VCancerCenter.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.